Now you will hear the second segment.
Entire communities of bacteria have recently been discovered to be hiding beneath Antarctic ice. Some of these bacteria are up to 1 million years old. Laura Lopez spoke to Idaho University biologist John Sala about these microbial communities.
It's hard to imagine there's any life in Antarctica, much less life that's 1 million years old, isn't it?
Yes. Well, the Antarctic's always depicted as a non-living part of our planet, and one thing we wanted to do was change that perception. We wanted to show that there are ecosystems that exist in and underneath the ice.
So you took ice samples. How do you do that?
There are a lot of techniques for drilling into ice, but by far, the cleanest and quickest is hot water drilling. Essentially, it's the same as the jet wash that you might use on your car. You take some water from the ice surface and heat it up, clean it, and pump it up to a very high pressure and push it through a very long hose. It's a very quick, efficient, and clean, eco-friendly way of drilling.
How far down do you drill?
For this study, we drilled about 800 meters.
And how far back in time is that?
That ice can be up to 1 million years old. It's some of the oldest and the most pristine water on our planet.
And you found organisms down there?
We did.
How do they survive?
It's a pretty harsh environment, as you can imagine. The temperatures are sub-zero, and there's no sun to drive photosynthesis, so there's really no plant life. So, the organisms have to exist by obtaining energy from minerals in the water. Essentially, they eat rocks.
Yummy.
Yeah, right. So we see one group of organisms surviving in this manner. But then there's another group of bacteria that feed on this first group. So there's a whole ecosystem of organisms that complement each other.
So these organisms are actually doing this all the time underneath all that ice? Or are they frozen and dormant till you defrost them?
That's a good question. There are water pockets beneath the ice, areas where geothermal activity keeps the water from freezing. And yes, you can find thriving communities of organisms down there. For organisms encased in solid ice, they're probably somewhat dormant. But as soon as liquid water reaches them, they come back to life. It's quite amazing. We can actually melt the ice, and within a minute or two, the organisms are back and metabolizing. Truly amazing.
Do you think there could be pathogens locked underneath that ice? Things that could come back to harm us?
We've thought a lot about the implications of bringing million-year-old organisms back to life. But with most of these organisms, we've sequenced their DNA, and we're not seeing anything to be concerned about. In fact, one thing we're hoping is that we can use DNA sequencing to trace anthrax epidemics, organisms that caused the plague in Europe, and things like that. It may actually help us to build a record of human epidemics throughout history.